You've agreed a new contract. What's the thought process behind that? Because you've only just arrived and are still getting settled in Sheffield.
Yeah, that's correct, mate. They offered me a new contract for another 2 years, and I love the place. It's a really professional club. I believe they're going somewhere with the new stadium. Mark's coach for a few more years, and I'm happy to see where they're going. I want to be part of it.
Was that always something that when you were talking about coming here in the first place was on the agenda, or is that something that's just materialised and it's happened, if you like?
Definitely I wanted to be here, but once I got here I realised how good of a place it was, how professional it is, and then I really wanted to be here. Mark gave me the offer and I grabbed it with arms open.
Prior to the Sheffield Eagles coming over and looking at you and showing interest in you, had you thought about coming over to try and test yourself in England?
Yeah, Mark gave me a call just randomly one night and said, did you want to come over and give it a go? I thought it was a good opportunity for me, a good club to start over here. Good competition this year, way of it's, you can get relegated now, so really exciting, so I'm happy to be part of it.
Do you think that that's brought a bit of life back? Because I think we all, as fans, we look at promotion and relegation and playoff places, and if you win the grand final, as the Eagles have done, and been in finals, you kind of want a bit something more at the end of it, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. So every game counts now, whoever you're playing. At this stage of the year, it's important. You could get the opportunity to go up to Super League. You could go down if you're not performing. So it brings that excitement back. It means that every game you've got to be on top of your game, no matter who you're playing.
You came here with a big reputation with success down under in the Queensland Comp and all that. What do you see as similarities, if you like, with the championship you're walking into this year?
Mate, there's not much difference. The game on Friday night played Dewsbury was very physical, very fast. It was a great game. It was a high standard, and it's above my expectation it was going to be. I thought it was going to be a little bit easier, but it was good, nice and physical, nice small pitch, and I had a great time.
Does that suit you and your playing style? Is that one of the reasons Mark would have wanted you to come here and be part of the Eagles?
Yeah, definitely. I like being real physical and in the middle. I love that kind of game, and Mark said he wanted to stiffen up his middle, and I thought that was a good idea, and Mark's brought a lot onto my game, a lot of passing into my game, and that's so I'm learning a lot from coming over and still learning heaps off some of the players they have here.
How important was it for you as you were making your decision as to what to do next, that you wanted to come to a progressive club, whether you're staying where you were, if there were progression there and the plan there, or even making such a huge change to come over here, both in terms of rugby and obviously life and where you live, etc. So how important was it that you come into a club with ambition?
Very important. That's one of the things I looked right into. I was talking to a few clubs over here, but as soon as I spoke to Mark and a few guys over here, I knew what the club was about, knew where they were going with the stadium and the professionalism, and they wanted to go full-time, and I wanted to be part of that, and knew I would have been in the right place.
So this contract, remind me, how long have you signed for? What's the deal?
I'm signed for another 2 years, so it pretty much starts immediately. So I'll be here till 2017. So I'll be here when the new stadium opens and, see where we go from there.
And presumably, I mean, the ambition within that 2 years is to get in Super League, if not this year, because obviously it's wide open, isn't it? Then certainly next year.
Yeah, definitely. That's our ambition. That's our goal, to finish top four this year and take it from there, get to that middle eight, see where we can go. But yeah, in the next 2 years, hopefully get up to Super League. I think we've got the right squad to do it. We've got the people in the right places. As I've said a few times, we've got the stadium. That's what we need, a home. And then everyone, the fans, can get behind us.
You're still sort of assessing things and getting to know the opposition, and you'll find all that over the course of the next few months. But there is a view as regards the changes to the system. I think 95% of people subscribe to the positive view. Then there are others that maybe think, well, it might be maybe weighted towards the Bradfords and Londons of this world, having just been in Super League, as opposed to more longer-standing championship clubs, even as the likes of Lee. What do you think about that?
Mate, you got your Lee, you got your Sheffield, and you got your Featherston. Mate, on any given day, any of those teams can beat your Bradfords and your London Broncos. And I think that proved that on the weekend. No team's really too far away from each other. So Bradford and Lee and your London Broncos will be a bit worried. They think they're just going to ease through, but I'm pretty sure there's going to be a few upsets this year. Some people will be very surprised.
And conveniently, that is the match then this Sunday. London Broncos in town at the Keep Moat Stadium. A real chance to put on a show to prove to yourselves you're going to be up there this year.
Yeah, definitely. This is a challenge for us. It's going to show us where we're at. I know the boys are really looking forward to coming up against the London Broncos. They're a very experienced side, and we're pretty sure we're ready for it, and hopefully we hit the ground running and get a good performance on the park.
Changing tack slightly, obviously away from rugby league matters, it has been a big move, hasn't it? Are you settled in Sheffield? Is everything going well sort of behind the scenes to help the rugby?
Yeah, definitely. Me and my partner over here, we love being here. The weather's not the best, but we're loving the town. Everyone's real friendly. We'll get around. My partner's a teacher. She's working in the primary schools, enjoying that. So we're settling really well, and we're enjoying it, loving being in the place.
Do you get out much? Where have you seen so far in the city that's right, we'll keep going back there. We'll keep doing that.
Yeah, we go into over the Hillsborough Park. We love going for a walk in there. The girlfriend loves going down there and down into the town. It's nice and close. We're only in Hillsborough, so we can jump on a tram and we're in the middle of the town. There's plenty to do. We've still got to get out there and do a little bit of travelling, but that can come later on when I get a bit of spare time.